The U.S. economy added 103,000 jobs in March, according to numbers out today from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate stays put at 4.1%, where it's been for 6 months now. The number marks 90 consecutive months of job growth in the U.S., and that is an all-time record. Joining us to talk about that record now is Ali Velshi, MSNBC's anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lisa.
The increase in jobs last month is less than expected and a lot less than in the month of February.
Yep.
That's when there were 313,000 new jobs. Why was the number of jobs created lower?
Well, it's always hard to tell in the immediate aftermath of the result, the release of these numbers. But part of the issue is that the unemployment number, as you've said, has remained at 4.1%. And traditionally, economists think of 5% as full employment. So once you get down to lower numbers, there's not as many people to put into these new jobs. So we've got a bunch of things at play here. We have a number of unemployed people in the United States and a number of job openings, but we have stopped being able to match the unemployed people to the job openings, which may mean that we're in a bit of a static place for a while.
Another month with a steady unemployment rate, 4.1%, the lowest since the year 2000. Is that a kind of natural floor for the jobless rate, or can it go lower?
It can go lower. What tends to happen is as the jobless rate goes lower, wages tend to increase. So that tends to be the pressure on those things. But yeah, it's possible that it can go lower. I think over the long term, we probably expect it to stay in this area and even possibly increase as we get more automation into our economy over the next 10 or 15 years. But this is as low as it's been for a long time. Typically, when it's this low, you start to see wages going higher. We've only seen a bit of that so far.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Wages grew 2.7% over last year. But once again, that doesn't really seem to be growing as quickly as one might think in such a tight labor market. How come?
Yeah, so the good news is 2.7% is higher than the rate of inflation, right? You want to be getting a bigger raise than inflation is taking a bite out of. But, you know, it's kind of a standoff between employers and employees right now. Who's going to blink first? At some point, when we stay at these low rates, 4.1%, we keep on creating jobs, employers are going to have to pay people more than they're paying them now. So a lot of economists say that sometime in the course of this year, we'll start to see those raises increasing.
It's always worth noting that this report is a snapshot of the economy, which seems pretty strong right now. When we look at the stock market, we aren't always, though, seeing a clear reflection of the economy.
Right. And really, over the last 15 or 20 years, we've seen the stock market decouple from the economy. The unemployment number tends to be one of the best reflections of the economy, and we've got a pretty good economy. That doesn't help those people who are really, really having trouble getting jobs. But this is a pretty good indication of a pretty good economy. The stock market is reacting to a lot of other things right now. So we've seen, you know, we've had a rough first quarter in the market. At this point, that is disconnected because most Americans have jobs, or at least 70% of all Americans have jobs, whereas only half of all Americans own stocks. And many people who own stocks don't hold them actively. They're part of a 401k that they maybe check a few times a year.
One industry that added jobs was manufacturing, up 22,000 in March. That, as China and the U.S. appear to be edging closer to a trade war. Don't know if it's going to happen or not, but what effect could that have on manufacturing?
Well, that's, you know, that's obviously a positive. We've seen manufactured goods increase over the last decade, but we haven't actually seen routine increases in the number of manufacturing jobs. The Obama administration and now the Trump administration have a big push on exporting. Some of this has to do with the fact that the U.S. dollar has been a little bit lower, making it more attractive for people around the world to buy American-made goods. But that's yet to be seen. It's hard to sort of get a trend out of a month. It's yet to be seen whether these manufacturing jobs continue to increase.
Okay, very quickly, are economists seeing any other clouds on the horizon? Inflation, for instance?
Only from the wages. The increase in wages are the only real threat to inflation. We're not seeing higher oil prices or energy prices. So for now, we're keeping a close eye on that. But, you know, the inflation that people accept is when they're getting a wage. They don't mind that as much.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Nice to speak with you.
My pleasure.